Praise the Lord. Message number 34. The title of the message, Lessons to Win the Battle. Let's open our Bible to the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 20. And let us read from verse 1 to verse 30. After this, the Moabites and Ammonites with some of the Meunites came to make war on Jehoshaphat. Some men came and told Jehoshaphat, "A vast army is coming against you from Edom, from the other side of the sea. It is already in Hazazon Tamar, that is in Jedi." Alarmed, Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord, and he proclaimed a fast for all Judah. The people of Judah came together to seek help from the Lord. Indeed, they came from every town in Judah to seek him. Then Jehoshaphat stood up in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem at the temple of the Lord in front of the new courtyard and said, "O Lord God of our fathers, are you not the God who is in heaven? You rule over all the kingdoms of the nations. Power and might are in your hand, and no one can withstand you. O our God, did you not drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel, and gave it forever to the descendants of Abraham, your friend? They have lived in it, and have built in it a sanctuary for your name, saying, 'If calamity comes upon us, whether the sword of judgment, or plague, or famine, we will stand in your presence before this temple that bears your name, and will cry out to you in our distress, and you will hear us and save us. But now here are men from Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, whose territory you would not allow Israel to invade when they came from Egypt. So they turned away from them and did not destroy them. See how they are repaying us by coming to drive us out of the possession you gave us as an inheritance. O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power to face this vast army that is attacking us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are upon you." All the men of Judah, with their wives and children and little ones, stood there before the Lord. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jahaziel, son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jeel, the son of Mataniah, a Levite and descendant of Asaph. As he stood in the assembly, he said, "Listen, King Jehoshaphat, and all who live in Judah and Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow march down against them. They'll be climbing up by the pass of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the gorge in the desert of Jeruel. You will not have to fight this battle. Take up your positions, stand firm, and see the deliverance the Lord will give you and see the deliverance the Lord will give you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. God to face them tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you. Jehoshaphat bowed with his face to the ground, and all the people of Judah and Jerusalem fell down in worship before the Lord. Then some Levites from the Kohathites and Korathites stood up and praised the Lord, the God of Israel, with a very loud voice early in the morning. They left for the desert of Tekoa. As they set out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Listen to me, Judah and people of Jerusalem. Have faith in the Lord your God, and you will be upheld. Have faith in his prophets, and you will be successful." After consulting the people, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and to praise him for the splendor of his holiness as they went out at the head of the army, saying, "Give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever." As they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, who were invading Judah, and they were defeated. The men of Ammon and Moab rose up against the men from Mount Seir to destroy and annihilate them. After they finished slaughtering the men from Seir, they helped destroy one another. When the men of Judah came to the place that overlooks the desert and looked toward the vast army, they saw only dead bodies lying on the ground. No one had escaped. So Jehoshaphat and his men went to carry off their plunder, and they found among them a great amount of equipment and clothing and also articles of value, more than they could take away. There was so much plunder that it took 3 days to collect it. On the fourth day, they assembled in the valley of Beraka, where they praised the Lord. This is why it is called the Valley of Beraka to this day. Then, led by Jehoshaphat, all the men of Judah and Jerusalem returned joyfully to Jerusalem, for the Lord had given them cause to rejoice over their enemies. They entered Jerusalem and went to the temple of the Lord with harps and lutes and trumpets. The fear of the Lord came upon all the kingdom of the countries when they heard how the Lord had fought against the enemies of Israel. And the kingdom of Jehoshaphat was at peace, for his God has given him rest on every side. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, for your goodness and your faithfulness. And to us, Lord, we come before you in the name of Jesus, and we ask you, Lord, to bless this time, O God, and use it, Lord, for your glory, O God. Anoint the message and anoint your servant who deliver the message and your people who hear the message. Let the message bring deliverance, salvation, healing, wisdom, solution for problems, answers for questions. Lord, guide us and be with us, O God, and fight the battle for us in the name of Jesus. For the battle is yours, O God. We have no power and we do not know what to do, how to face our problem, but our eyes are upon you, O God. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Jesus. Take this message, O God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, and bring it, O God, to those who are waiting to hear your word, to get delivered and get blessed by you, O Lord. Let the message that you send bring you glory and achieve the purpose that you send this message for. That's all we ask and pray in Christ's name, our Lord. Amen and amen. In the above verses that we have read, King Jehoshaphat, the righteous king, he faced a problem. He faced a big army composed of three divisions, three armies. In fact, they came together, united, Ammonites, Moabites, and people of Mount Seir. They came together, the descendant of Edom was with them also, Mount Seir. They came to attack Judah and wage war against Jehoshaphat and against Jerusalem and the people of Judah and Jerusalem. So, problem had come upon a righteous king. Problem would be coming in our life. Even as we continue to obey the Lord, there is still chance that problems and hardship and difficulties will come. But the Lord say, I will be with you. I will neither leave you nor forsake you. When King Jehoshaphat, he hears the news that there is an army moving and advancing, they told him, it came from the other side of the sea. It is already in Hazazon Tamar. So there is already progress of the army of the attack. Jehoshaphat, the word of God say, alarmed. Alarmed Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord, and he proclaimed a fast for all Judah. When he hear about the problem, he did not go into panic, but he get alarmed. So the first thing is here. When you hear a problem, don't get into panic. You hear the problem to get alarmed. To get alarmed, what you need to do? What you need to achieve, Jehoshaphat now? He resolved to inquire of the Lord. You do the same for you. When you hear about a problem, you get alarmed. Don't go into panic. Second, you resolve to inquire of God. You ask the Lord what you need to do. And he proclaimed a fast for all Judah. He proclaimed fasting for all the kingdom of God. The same for you. When you have facing a bigger problem, you go back to God, inquire of him. You fast and humble yourself before the Lord. And if there are people around you who are godly people, ask them to pray and to fast with you to help you how to handle the situation. What we conclude here, that faith is required. When Joseph had heard the news about that vast army, he called all the people and he proclaimed prayer and fasting, and people come together seeking help from the Lord. Problems should not be the reason for you to be weakened in faith. problem that God would allow to come in our lives, His purpose from allowing that is to make us strong in faith, not to break us and to make us weak. Not to make us shrink and draw back, but the problem that the Lord would allow in our life is to build us up, to make us trust the Lord more and have more confidence on Him. And the problem that God would allow in your life is in order to make you use the weapons of prayer and the fasting and the other weapons that the Lord had put in our hand to face the problems and to face the emergency that the enemy will try to make for us. The whole people came together. Jehoshaphat, when he faced the problem, he did not hide the problem. He announced it. And that's important. When you face a problem, tell others around you what is going on, so they can pray with you, they can encourage you. And God will use them also to direct you and give you a hand and support. Now here, Jehoshaphat was able to tell the people what was the problem. He does not need to hide, because he did not do anything wrong. People had invaded him. That is not his fault, that is their fault. He did not do anything wrong, so he found himself very easy for him to tell others what was happening, because he did not do anything wrong. The same for you. When you have not done wrong, it is not your fault that people making troubles against you. As long as you live in holiness and transparency, then you don't need to be ashamed of anything, as long as everything is pure and clean before the Lord. And that's here the importance. Why we need to live in holiness? We need to live in holiness so that we can find first God in our side, we can find favor from the Lord, and we can find also the right people who will be around us to pray with us and to encourage us to face the life troubles. So here, holiness and transparency is needed in our life. Holiness and purity is needed in our living, so that when days of troubles will come, we are ready to face that problem and that threat. But when you live in sin and hidden agenda, and impure things are there in your life, then you will be overtaken by the enemy. Suppose you face a problem today, and suppose you have a problem today, but that problem that you are facing is because of your sin, or because of your disobedience, because you have break your covenant and your commitment with the Lord, then what you need to do today? Still there is chance. Still there is chance for you to repent. Proverbs chapter 28 verse 13 say, whoever conceals their sin does not prosper, but the one who confesses and renounces them finds mercy. Troubles that you are facing today, and as you hear the message, could be a good reason and a good way for you to repent, to confess your sin, to renounce them, to come back fully to the Lord. Then you will find mercy, and God shall work for your behalf and give you a victory. Jehoshaphat, he did not do anything wrong, so he shared that story with the people. The same for you. If you are in a problem, share the problem with the godly people around you. Share it with me, with the church, with the leaders, with the pastors of the church. Then we can pray for you. If you have done wrong and the problem because of your sin is still, you can open it up. You can ask that forgiveness, and you can ask counsel how you can come out from that situation, and we will do our best to help you. Now let's go back to the message. When all the people, they assembled together, he called all the people. That is not only Jehoshaphat a problem, but all the problem, all the people of God. When anyone faces a problem, it is their problem. When the enemy and devil attack some of us, it is our problem, all of us, to stand firm with those people who are attacked and pray and fast and fight the battle with the Lord against the enemy. Jehoshaphat, he came and he prayed, and that's important, to be part of the church. Church is the family of God, where you find the atmosphere of prayer. People who are with the Lord, their heart is with the Lord and with you, as you delight to follow God. Jehoshaphat came and he prayed. He approached the Lord in confidence. And also the same for you. When you have a problem and you have not done wrong, you have the confidence in approaching God. We have the confidence in approaching the Lord that whatever we ask according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, then we know that we have what we ask of Him. Be confident in approaching the Lord. And the prayer of Jehoshaphat, there's the good things we learn from it. He say, O Lord God of our fathers, are you not the God who is in heaven? He told them, you are in heaven, you are the highest of everything. You rule over all the kingdoms of the nations. What he is telling, Lord, all these nations and kingdoms who are around us, they are under you, including those kingdoms of the Ammonites and Moabites and the people of Mount Seir, they are under you. What else? Power and might are in your hand, and no one can withstand you. What he is telling, Lord, they are big people, they are powerful, but power and might are in your hand. You are higher than anyone else. You are the highest power. Even Lord, our problem is big, but you are bigger than all our problem. Oh, our God, verse 7. Did you not drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and give it forever to the descendants of Abraham, your friend? They have lived in it and have built in it a sanctuary for your name, saying, he's telling the Lord that you drive the nation before us and you brought us and make us settle there. You gave the land to your descendants of Abraham's, and we are here. And he told him that you have built a sanctuary and you have told us that in verse 9, if calamity comes upon us, whether the sword of judgment or plagues or famine, we will stand in your presence before this temple that bears your name, and will cry out to you in our distress, and you will hear us and save us. What he is telling the Lord, you have the promise, Lord, that if any problem come, calamities, or even we have sinned and you allow judgment, sort of judgment to come, but as we come and repent, as we come and cry out to you here, you promise, Lord, that you hear us and save us. The same for you today, the same for us today. We need to approach the Lord in confidence and to present to Him our problems and what we want from him to do for us. What he prayed and asked the Lord, he told him the story that the people are invading us. He's telling, but now here are men from Ammon, Moab and Mount Seir, whose territory you would not allow Israel to invade when they came from Israel. So they turned away from them and did not destroy them. See how they are repaying us by coming to drive us out of the possession you gave us as an inheritance. He's telling him, he's presenting the case now. He has no more confidence because that king he practiced justice. He told him that you have given these lands that you are living in is for us. That is what belongs to us. When your people Israel went out from Egypt, you did not allow them, Lord, to take other people inheritance. The Edomites, those people of Manasseh, they call them the Edomites, the Ammonites and Moab. You did not allow us to get their lands and their territory and their ministry and their belonging. But now, those people, they are making war against us and they are invading us and they will take our territory. So here, this king is a king of justice. And the word of God tell us in Proverbs chapter 29 verse 4, by justice a king gives a country stability, but those who are greedy for bribes tear it down. Jehoshaphat was a king of justice. He would not take something not belong to him, and he present that case to God. And he's telling him, Lord, that is the case. We need to present the same way our problem to God. What is our right and what is the right of others? And we need to tell the Lord as he pray. He told the Lord, oh our God, will you not judge them? That is not wrong to pray, that's right to prayer. Lord, we did not do anything wrong, but now they are attacking us. Will you not judge them, Lord, and deal with them? That is the right prayer. That is how to bless our enemy. Because that's what God wants. God wants justice. Lord, you will not do anything wrong. But Lord, you deal with them. You deal with them. You judge them. You stop them. What else more? For we have no power to face this vast army that is attacking us. We have no power, Lord. And we don't know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. Full surrender to God. He has the confidence and the people have the confidence. And we need to have this confidence in the Lord. You know, here the importance of holiness and transparency and practicing justice in our life. When problem will come, we can approach God with confidence because we did not do anything wrong. They are attacking us. They are doing the wrong against us. We have the confidence if we are not in sin. And that is the importance of holiness. And why in all the teaching that we teach, we admonish you to live in holiness so that when a problem will come, we have the confidence to approach God and the Lord will fight the battle for us. Tell him, Lord, present your request to God. If you have any problem and you are not the one who are in fault, tell the Lord what had happened. But if you are in fault, you need to repent. If you have taken other people belonging, give it back to them. That will not work. God will not work with you. God will not allow you to prevail if you are at wrong. God will allow the enemy to prevail on you. You need to make it right with God and with people. So you will find the Lord will fight for you. So There's a lot of points here we learned today from this message and more to be elaborate for. We learned that we don't need to be panic. We need to approach God, inquire of the Lord, have faith in the Lord, live in holiness, practice justice, share our problem with godly people who will give us advice and pray and fast with us. One more point to present the case and to ask the Lord to fulfill His promise, as Jehoshaphat, he reminded the Lord that you taught us, Lord, if we have a problem and because of that and this and this and these things, we can come and cry out to you and in this place, and Lord, you promised that you will hear our cry and you will save us and you will also hear us and deliver us. All these are things that we can do. We remind the Lord about His promises to us and we ask Him to help us and support us. In verse 13, they say, all the men of Judah with their wives and children and little ones stood there before the Lord. The other point that we need to speak is about unity. Unity not only between the members of the church, but unity is important in the family. We speak here about all the men with their wives and children. So husband and wife and children, they need to be united in the house. They need to be united according to the word of God. That's why we tell husband and wife and children, you need to have daily a family worship. 30 minutes, not much. 20 minutes, or if you can, 1 hour. That's great. Come together. The husband read the Bible. Explain. And kneel down, all of you. And present your request to God. Who is the boss? It's God and His Word. The Word of God. Then the man as the head of the family. Then the wife under His care. Then the children, they will submit themselves to the parents. As the parent is the Word of God, as the parents submit themselves to God, then the children, they will submit themselves to the Lord by submitting themselves to the parents who admonish them and teach them the word of God. So one family get united, other family get united. When the problem come, the families are already united, not divided. If the families are divided, the church cannot stand, because there is already division, there is disagreement, there is grieving, and the Lord will not work in our behalf. They easily assembled because they were united. Unity is very important in the life of the family. I want to emphasize here about it because it mentioned clearly that men with their wives and children and little ones. So the whole family is united. How they will be united? They will be united with the word of God, the word of Jesus and His promises. What God say, all follow. The husband has his duty, the man in the family, is the one who lead the family and bring them to obey the word of God. So what he need to do? He is the first one he should obey. It is not that the wife should obey the husband only, but the husband should obey God. The wife should obey the husband because he is obeying God. And that's where coming the submission of the wife to the husband. As he obeys the Lord, he loves the wife and he loves the children. The children and the wife submit themselves to the husband who do the will of God and follow the Lord. When that is the setup before the Lord, all that we had speak of, and the Lord now seeing the holiness of the church and the obedience of His people, what would be happening? What had happening in that meeting when all the Jews and Jerusalem they came? In verse 14, say the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel, son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jair, the son of Mataniah, a Levite, a descendant of Asaph, as he stood in the assembly. As after their prayer, they were fasting and present the situation to the Lord. The Lord answered through his servant, one of the Levites, those who are obedient to the Lord. God would use them to bring the message to the church, to the people. He said, listen, King of Jehoshaphat, and all who live in Judah and Jerusalem. That is a prophetic message. After the people pray and fast and present everything to the Lord, this is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle is not yours but God's. Coming assurance. Don't get discouraged, don't be afraid. The battle is not yours, it's God will fight for you now. Tomorrow, march down against them. Don't be afraid. You go forward. They will be climbing by the pass of Ziz. He told them even what is going on. And you will find them at the end of the gorge in the desert of Jerwil. You will not have to fight this battle. Take up your positions. Stand firm and see the deliverance the Lord will give you. All Judah and Jerusalem, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Go out to face them tomorrow and the Lord will be with you. He told them, don't be afraid. Take up your position, stand firm. You need to stand firm. If you have not done wrong, you stand firm. God will fight surely for you. Tomorrow go outside. Take your position. Don't change your word. Don't compromise. Don't be shaken. The Lord will fight for you. The Lord will give you your right. The Lord will do everything for you. And the Lord will fight the battle for you. Amen. That is the message. As you obey the Lord will fight the battle for you. Don't be afraid. One more thing that I want to emphasize. The message came of encouragement because the people were obedient. But if they were disobedient and in sin, what will be the message? The message will be in this way. I am just making it clear to you. If you live in obedience, you will find God will fight for you in time of troubles. But if you are living in disobedience, the message will come. Since you forsake the Lord, then you go and fight the battle alone. You go and fight and suffer because you had forsaken the Lord. The Lord will be with you as long as you are with Him. If you are with Him, He will be with you. But if you leave Him, also He will leave you. If you forsake Him, also He will forsake you. But the message here came encouragement. The encouraging message came because the people with the king, the whole Judah, were obedient to the Lord. Jehoshaphat bowed with his face to the ground. And all the people of Judah and Jerusalem fell down in worship before the Lord. Here, as they have received the message of assurance, they bow down, face to the ground. There is power in bowing down. I ask, are you praying? Yes. Are you praying, bowing down? Have you practiced bowing down or kneeling down to the ground before the Lord in a prayer and worship? Do it as a family. Kneel down with the children. If we can kneel down before the Lord, then we can stand before the world and all the enemies that come against us. Then some Levites from the Kohathites and Korahites stood up and praised the Lord, the God of Israel, with a very loud voice. They stood up and they praised the Lord. They have confidence out of the flow of the heart, the mouth speak. They get confidence from the Lord. They get assurance. They get the peace of God that the Lord truly will go outside and He will fight the battle for them. Early in the morning, they left for the desert of Tekoa. As they set out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Listen to me, Judah and people of Jerusalem. Have faith in the Lord, your God, and you will be upheld. Have faith in His prophets, and you will be successful." Hear the message that we receive here from the Lord. What Jehoshaphat here received. He say, trust in the Lord, have confidence in God, and have confidence also in the message that you have received. Have confidence in the person who give you the message. And hear the importance of the message that we receive from the Lord through the church, through the people, through the leaders, through the pastor of the church, through me, through the teachers that God who put in the church. Those who teach and admonish and disciple using the word of God, they are bringing God's prophetic message of salvation and deliverance. And to accept the message is to accept God's provision in your life. As you accept the message, the teaching that we give you, that you receive from us, you receive from me, you are accepting God's provision and God's salvation and God's deliverance in your life. And you will be successful. After consulting the people, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and to praise Him for the splendor of His holiness as they went out at the head of the army, saying, "Give thanks to the Lord, for His love endures forever." They were praising God and worshiping the Lord, because they know that the Lord will fight the battle for them. I just want to assure you, if you have not done wrong, if you have done everything right, don't be afraid. Sing to the Lord. I want to assure you, the Lord will neither leave you nor forsake you. The Lord will truly fight the battle for you, and He will deal with your enemy. The word of God say in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight." Don't doubt how God will fight for you. In every battle that you pass through, God will be there to fight for you and will do something beyond your imagination, understanding, and wisdom. Stand firm. The Lord will fight for you. How the Lord dealt with these three armies that they came against Jehoshaphat, the Moabite and Mount Seir and the Ammonite. What He did, the people of the Ammonites and Moabite, they come together and fight against the people of Mount Seir. He makes them fight between one another. After they finish the people of Mount Seir, they start to help one another to destroy one another. God will deal with your enemy in a special way that He will deal with them. It is not your problem how He will do it. Just have faith, stand firm, don't compromise, trust in the Lord. Take your confidence in the Lord and live in faith. The Bible says when the men of Judah came to the place that overlooks the desert and looked toward the vast army, they saw only dead bodies lying on the ground. No one had escaped. They did not find the enemy. They found the enemy dead. And that's the promise of the Lord. Even if you search for your enemies, you will not find them. They found their enemies dead. So what for they went for the battle? They went for the battle to carry off the plunder. So Jehoshaphat and his men went to carry off their plunder, and they found among them a great amount of equipment and clothing and also articles of values, more than they could take away. There was so much plunder that it took 3 days to collect it. The Lord will fight for you. Your duty is to collect the blessing. Jesus died for us on the Mount of Calvary. He fought the devil. He broke the power of devil. We collect the plunder. Don't allow the devil to frighten you. He has a power, but we have the power of the Lord. The Lord is Almighty, is with us. He will crush the enemy. We will rejoice. We will collect the plunder. The battle is for the Lord. Victory and the plunder and the blessing of the Lord for us. On the fourth day, they assembled in the valley of Beraka, where they praised the Lord. That is why it is called the valley of Beraka to this day. They call it the valley of Beraka, the valley of praise. They came and praised the Lord after every victory, after every great miracle. Don't forget, praise the Lord and worship Him and adore Him. Then, led by Jehoshaphat, all the men of Judah and Jerusalem returned joyfully to Jerusalem, for the Lord had given them cause to rejoice over their enemies. They entered Jerusalem and went to the temple of the Lord with harps and flutes and trumpets, where they stand before the Lord. The Lord fought the battle for them. The Lord helped them and delivered them. That's why they came joyfully worshiping Him and rejoicing in His presence, giving thanks to Him and praise Him for all what He have done. The fear of the Lord came upon all the kingdom of the countries when they hear how the Lord had fought against the enemies of Israel. And the kingdom of the Jehoshaphat was at peace, for his God has given him rest on every side. The Lord, as we live a holy life, as we live a holy living, the Lord will fight the battle for us. The Lord will crush the enemies. What the Lord will do for us, what the Lord would give us from victories, the nations will hear about all that, and the fear of the Lord shall be upon them. Your enemies will hear what the Lord had done for you, and they will be trembled, and they will be afraid, and they will be shaken, and they will not come near you or attack you. And as the Lord gave rest round about from every side to Jehoshaphat, the Lord will give you rest. The Lord will give us rest from every side, and He will not allow any enemy to come and attack us. Let's pray. Father, we thank You and we praise You for Your goodness and Your faithfulness. We come before You in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we do pray that your message that you send for your church will be a victory, O God. And Lord, those who are invading our territory, O God, those who are attacking and invading and trying to harm your people, we do pray in the name of Jesus. We have no power, Lord, to face this problem and that. And we do not know what to do, but our eyes are upon you, Lord. We stand firm, O God. We'll go, O Lord, and we will face the situation, and we will stand firm, and we will see, Lord, your deliverance, your salvation. And I pray that this message, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, will be an encouragement, O Lord, for each and every one for us. O God, as we kneel down before you in worship and in submission to your will, that, O God, that you will fight the battle, that you will do miracles, and you will do wonderful things for us. O Lord, I pray that the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding will guard our heart and our minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We bless you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, God the Father. Lord, I pray for encouragement for everyone who is facing struggle, and deliver them from the evil one. Those who are in sin, grant them repentance, and those who are repentant, Lord, restore them and fight the battle for them. O Lord, take the message and spread it, and bring it to those who are waiting to hear your word, to get encouraged, get revived, and stand firm and do your work and your will. O Lord, bless us, O God. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us and keep us from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.